Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, America's Longest War. The global media is full of reports of the departure of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. What is now America's longest war, having cost the U.S. taxpayer in excess of $2 trillion, the lives of 2,488 soldiers, whilst a further 20,722 have returned to the U.S. wounded forever. In a speech at the White House on Wednesday, 15th of April, U.S. President Joe Biden declared it's, quote, time to end America's longest war. I am now the fourth American president to preside over an American troop presence in Afghanistan, two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass the responsibility to a fifth, end quote. But whilst the U.S. talks about its army leaving Afghanistan, the USA is not abandoning its strategic interests. The U.S. played an active role in Afghanistan during the Soviet invasion from 1979 to 1989. But when the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991 and the emergence of five new republics in Central Asia, Dick Cheney, then chief executive of a major oil service company, remarked, quote, I cannot think of a time when we have had a region emerge as suddenly to become as strategically significant as the Caspian, end quote. U.S. energy companies saw Central Asia energy as a new Middle East. As Moscow only developed the energy fields in Russia proper, this led to energy in the Caspian and Central Asia to remain underdeveloped, and transporting energy from Central Asia to Western markets came to dominate U.S. policymaking. With the Caspian and Central Asia being landlocked and lacking access to international waters, transporting the region's energy required new pipelines. Linking South Asia with Central Asia through new pipelines was seen as a strategic imperative. Such pipelines would need to run through Iran or Afghanistan, and this is where Afghanistan became important. The U.S. oil company Unocal began negotiating in 1995 to build oil and gas pipelines from Turkmenistan through Afghanistan and into Pakistan ports on the Arabian Sea. Eventually, this pipeline did not materialize as Unocal was unsure of the economic viability. But U.S. policymakers replaced Unocal's project with the TAPI, Turkmenistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan-India gas pipeline, linking the Caspian and Central Asia through Turkmenistan via Afghanistan and onto Pakistan and India. The U.S. aggressively pushed for this pipeline, as it would act as the conduit to control the hydrocarbon resources of the Caspian Sea, as well as their security and transit. But the Taliban dragged their feet, and the U.S. lost patience with them and saw regime change as the best way to deal with the Taliban and secure its strategic goals over emerging Central Asia. The invasion of Afghanistan took place as U.S. officials, policymakers, and energy companies came to see Kabul as a route to Central Asia. Regime change in Afghanistan through a military invasion and occupation was the means to achieve U.S. foreign policy goals in Eurasia. When the U.S. and its coalition partners invaded Afghanistan back in 2001, it was able to drive the Taliban out of Kabul. The U.S. then proceeded to establish a government with a number of corrupt warlords that were bound together due to the hatred for the Taliban. The Kabul central government muddled through the years of the Hamid Karzai presidency, but it had no capability beyond its government offices to shape the country. The security forces the U.S. invested in and trained, still today, after 20 years, are unable to provide security to the country. The U.S. fell victim to the same reality both the Soviet Union and Britain befell previously, and that is an invading force. In the long run, will ruin itself in attempting to conquer Afghanistan. The U.S. began to focus on Iraq from 2005, but in both countries the U.S. invaded, it became clear that it can destroy regimes, but its nation-building capabilities are usually a failure. The U.S. from 2010 saw the military option was a failure and turned to diplomacy to achieve the strategic goals of using Afghanistan to gain Central Asia. For this, it used all the surrounding nations to stabilize Afghanistan. Pakistan, Iraq, Russia, India, and China all played key roles in propping up the U.S.-created government in Kabul and bringing the Taliban to the negotiating table. Today, the Taliban have not just come to the negotiating table, but in 2020, signed a peace deal with the U.S. The U.S. political strategy to co-opt the Taliban includes giving them power in a power-sharing agreement with the government in Kabul. This will see the Taliban members receive portfolios in the regime and thus stabilize Afghanistan. After a war that lasted longer than both World War I and World War II, the U.S. was never looking to maintain permanent physical presence in Afghanistan. The U.S. wants to maintain Afghanistan through minimal costs, and its military presence has lasted much longer than they envisaged. The U.S. being a global superpower has numerous global issues to be dealing with, and Afghanistan is merely just one of many issues. America's military invasion was a means to an end. It was for gaining the coveted energy sources, transit, and pipelines of Central Asia. The U.S. has now used diplomacy where its military strategy failed to achieve its strategic goals for Central Asia. Whilst the U.S. military is leaving Afghanistan, the U.S. is not abandoning the country or its strategic interests. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Adnan Khan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.